If I could only see the way he's coming, then that's where I would run and stay. But I feel my way around this town. It's what I must do. If I could only see, I know where I would be with Jesus. Then Jesus could touch me. Well, you got your vision, and you got your eyes, and you've got your sophistication. But it clouds your sight. You say you see, but you don't. Yes, we believe, but you won't. If I could only see.
not that I don't dare go, cause I hear he's on the side. Thought I'd better let you know while he's leading the parade here, yo. Check! See, the young, their hearts are pure, but in their minds they're wise to God. They said he sure is sweet to come a climbing to the street with the poems that they had brought. They were singing,
don't turn him down.
Uh-oh. Jesus.
The promised ones in town.
Have to hue and cry. Have they sought their promised land? Jesus came, you know, on a mission of hope with all that stuff he said. But I needed understanding and a lesson in love to know what he really meant. And I got to thinking while he was talking, and he mostly told some stories, that there's a special grace here that he shows, the way he rides with a donkey in a Sunday singing,
don't turn him down.
Uh-oh. Jesus.
The promised one's in town.
Uh-oh. What if it sucks to you and you don't know why? You say he likes you, don't let him make you shine. Promised one.
Check, 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 check. Check, 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 check.
Well, he preached to and fro on brotherhood, and the whole crew came along. They're clapping here, they're clapping there, and he was signing up them all. It's clear that he's the promised one, cause all the children know. They're all shouting down into the alleys, they're all singing on the main road. Hear the children.
Don't turn him down.
Uh-oh. Jesus.
The promised one's in town.
Uh-oh. Well, he's got the power in for 1 week, but your proud station will not let you sink. La 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 la.
Don't turn him down.
Uh-oh. Jesus.
The promised one's in town.
Uh-oh. Cats say he should die.
Don't turn him down.
Uh-oh. Jesus.
The promised one's in town.
Uh-oh.
Don't turn him down.
Uh-oh. Jesus.
The promised one's in town.
Uh-oh. Now have you sought the promised one?
Apologetics with an X. So glad you could join us for another week of parodies from those masters of the craft, Apologetics. I'm Jerry Q, along with my partner in all of this, Jay Jackson, who is the lead singer and lyricist for that awesome band that keeps reworking the hits from the past several decades and giving them a new Christian meaning. We love our apologetics.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, Jerry. Thanks. Always an honor to be on this show, and we led off today with a couple brand new parodies for our listeners. It just came out this week. One's a parody of Tonic's hit, If You Could Only See, back from 1997. Ours is called If I Could Only See. It's about a blind man who's basically talking to other people and saying, look, I can't see. If I could see, I'd run to be where Jesus is so he could heal me. And you can see him and you're not doing anything about it. And the song after that is a parody called The Promised Ones, a parody of After the Fire's song, The Commissar, which went to number 5 back in 1983, and it's basically a Palm Sunday sort of song. Now, we have a song called Hosanna. A lot of people just assume that's a Palm Sunday song, but that kind of starts with Palm Sunday and works its way through the whole Passion Week and doesn't focus much on it. This one spends the whole day in Jerusalem for Palm Sunday. And we got some new ones coming up for you here. Well, those are the new ones that have, but we have some other songs coming up for you. First one, we have Midlife Confession. It's a parody of Midnight Confession by the Grassroots. After that, we have Fearful. It's a parody of Vehicle by the Ides of March. After that, we have Man on the Run about Jonah, from Jonah's perspective even. And it's a parody of Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings. After that, You Can Be Free Now. And it's not just about being free indeed in Christ, but the fact that that God sometimes gave dramatic examples of freedom whenever he rescued Peter from jail two different times and Paul from jail too. Anyway, it's a parody of Who Can It Be Now by Men at Work. And after that, we have a parody of The Rascals. People got to be free. It's called Seek Out God to Be Free.
inside my car. But God's scriptures tell me he will never abandon me. I'll take him with me near and far. I'm not fearful, babe. He's with me everywhere I'm gonna go. I've had tearful moments, but I found my Lord, you know. When God loves you, loves you, keeps you, keeps you. I know that a lot can happen. Praise God in heaven, I know I'll go. Babe. All right. You know when God loves you, loves you, keeps you, keeps you. I know that lots can happen now, but praise God in heaven, I know I'll come through.
knowing James was run through with a sword. Can't you see him? It's late at night. He's very tired and numb from feeling fright. Hauled to prison, he's beyond hope. His fate awaits, but soon an angel comes. Next up is to break outside. No problem. Now go and run and hide. You can be free now. 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 Luke and Peter and Acts 5, Lord. Ain't no doubt. Been through this once before. With his peers, he's locked away. Now they're trapped. In here they'll have to stay. They've done no wrong, and into that cell there was a strong and mighty angel sent to help. I'd like to hear what the doubters say. Holy cow, those freaks are loose again. You can be free now. You can be free now. You can be free. The men come to take me away, like those that followed thee. It's not a future that I fancy, but despite that I'm free.
Free. Ah, yeah. was coming right over you.
Apologetics with an X, bringing you the best of the past, with lyrics bringing you the best of life through Jesus. Jay Doutel, how might our friends, no matter what genre or what decade their musical tastes venture to, have some of this great music for themselves?
I like that. Doutel. Well, Jerry, let me tell. They can go to apologeticswithanx.com. Just make sure you spell it like the show, apologetics.com, but with an X. You can go to iTunes, Amazon MP3, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, all those places, anywhere you can get music. You just make sure you spell the name right, with an X. But as the man has said many times on this show before, you go to our website, you go straight to the source, and it's just apologetics.com. You can also see a lot of videos for most of these songs on YouTube. Fans make them all the time. We have a few we've made ourselves, and there's all kinds of videos there. So if you want to hear the songs there, or you want to hear snippets of them for a minute and a half, you can hear them on iTunes. Anyway, I don't care. Just God keeps the bills paid for us, and we just like to get his word out there. One of the next songs we're going to do is Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave. It's called Hold On, Christ Coming. And I'm singing it with a guy named Sputzy. It's a duet. Sputzy, Jimmy Sparacino, he's an incredible soul singer. And it was an honor to sing with him on that one. It's a live one. Performed at my church with a brass section featuring Bob Matchett, Lou Pisani, and Benny Benack Jr., who are all very acclaimed musicians in the Pittsburgh area. After that, we have Boy Tell the World, a parody of Joy to the World by Three Dog Night, originally written by Hoyt Axton, who also wrote Never Been to Spain by Three Dog Night. And he also, his mother, as you may know, Jerry, was co-writer of Elvis's first number one song, Heartbreak Hotel. I guess he was probably the sole writer, but Elvis gets a credit even though he didn't write it, because Colonel Tom Parker made sure that his wunderkind was well compensated. After that, we have Spread the Way, a parody of Drift Away, originally done by Dobie Gray. We're doing the Uncle Cracker version, but Uncle Cracker sang it with Dobie Gray, so we're also spoofing Dobie Gray. Anyway, it's a parody from the perspective of the Apostle John as he looks back on times with his brother James, who had already been martyred at the time. That's in Acts chapter 12, if you're following along in your Bibles.
Don't you fret, be sad. Please don't weep when times are bad. If you stay calm and you don't doubt, in the midst of trouble, he'll bow you out. Just hold on, cause Christ's coming. Hold on, cause Christ's coming. Christ's on his way if you're suffering. Keep his coffin.
Hallelujah.
Don't have to worry.
Don't worry.
In blind field. Don't need his number, baby.
God's in the book.
He's right here.
Right.
Hold on. Cause Christ's coming. 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 Look at here, baby. Keep out of reach. Bad distractions, yeah. Listen here, baby, all you gotta do, call Christ's name, yeah, and quit reacting, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
come on.
God, was a good friend of mine. I never edited a single word he said, but I helped him ink his lines. And he always had me write them down twice. Sing, boy, tell the world. Oh, my voice unfurls now. For televisions that they need to see.
Get to come with you real soon, then. Thanks for the the boat and left the lake.
Left the lake.
Jimmy and me, Lord, it's me and my bro. You wanted apostles to walk the road and spread the way.
Spread the way. Oh,
Galilee Beach Wars, it's me and my bro. We covered the coast and we rocked the boat.
Apologetics with an X, and I hope you like the show. Maybe you just discovered it, but after 130 shows, there's still a few you may have missed. And, well, I'll tell you what, we've got a way you can listen to some of those. We're here to accommodate you, wonderful Apologetics fans. Our flagship radio station has several months of archived Apologetics with an X shows. www.angel95fm.com. That's www.angel95fm.com. Just click on the Apologetics icon and you're there. Be sure to share this with your friends and tell them the time you like to listen to the show on your favorite radio station as well.
Yes, and that triple W, of course, stands for wild, wacky, and wonderful, like these songs are about to play for you, including Living What Jesus Spoke Of, a parody of Living La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin. After that, we have Going to Forget Our Bad Deeds, a parody of Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds from The Breakfast Club, which was one of my favorite movies when I was in college, and that was one of my favorite songs when I was in college. And one of my favorite things about God is that he's going to forget our bad deeds, and that his mercy endures forever. Remember that. If you listeners get nothing out of this today, remember, Psalm 136, probably the most repetitive thing in the entire Bible. Every other line, it says, his mercy endures forever. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, man, I don't know if God can forgive this one. No, he can. If you feel a desire to repent, that means he's already ready to forgive it, because no one can come unto him, can come to Jesus, unless the Father who sent Jesus draws him. Jesus said that himself. After that, we have Killing My Suffering, a parody of Killing Me Softly with his song by Roberta Flack. And I'll Prepare for You, a parody of I'll Be There for You, theme from Friends by the Rembrandts. And we're going to close it kind of with a similar theme to how we opened it today, one of the two opening songs. This song is called Hosanna. I alluded to it earlier in this show. And it's a parody of Hosanna by Toto. And as I said, it starts with Palm Sunday, but it takes it much further on through the rest of the week and on to the first day of the next week, which is the most important day of all.
Nature's gone to make your old friends complain. Suffering within.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.